The second point is the Corinthians, when they got wind of the fact that the Corcyraeans were sending an embassy to Athens, they did so as well. And we might for a moment wonder, how did they do this? I mean, they don't have modern telecommunications and methods like that. And the way a lot of this diplomacy is conducted, as I mentioned before, is through high-ranking aristocrats, even in the democracies, who have friendships and ties with their counterparts in other cities. These are often known as guest friends or their official proxenoi. And it's through these lines of communication that the Corinthians found out there was a Corcyraean mission on the way to Athens, and they in turn set up their own mission. And both the Corcyraeans and Corinthians, who arrived to present their cases before the Athenian assembly, had friends in Athens to represent them. They had proxenoi who would bring them before the Athenian people. And they must have gone to the tholos in the agora. They were presented to the prytanes, who then summoned the boule, and immediately a ecclesia curia, that is an assembly with full powers, an assembly that had the right to vote on everything, not just to debating, was summoned. It would be marvelous if we really had some kind of contemporary news clip, as we do today, on what must have gone on in that assembly. It was probably one of the most heated assemblies that was held since the Persian Wars in 480 BC. This was a major issue that was being presented to the Athenian people. The Corcyraeans requested that the Athenians assist them, that they sign an alliance, a sumachia is the Greek word, an offensive-defensive alliance to oppose Corinth. The Corinthians, in turn, were there to argue the case that the Athenians really shouldn't get involved, and if the Athenians are to do anything, they should really ally with Corinth, inasmuch as they have treaty obligations with Corinth under the 30 years' peace, but in the event of not coming to the aid of Corinth, that the Athenians should stay out of the issue. Thucydides presents the debate in two speeches, one given to the Corcyraeans, one given to the Corinthians, and he tells us that the second speech by the Corinthians was so persuasive that the Athenians almost voted the Corinthian position. But then nightfall came, the Athenians went home, and they reconvened the next day, and they decided to go with the Corcyraean alliance. Thucydides presents it as a general decision by the Athenian assembly. But we're told in Plutarch and later sources that Pericles, from the start, pressed the Corcyraean alliance. And he had several reasons to do so, and perhaps it's best just to summarize a bit what the issues were that were raised in those speeches, because Thucydides preserves brilliantly, these are his first speeches in the history, and they both preserve brilliantly the positions of the respective sides. The Corcyraeans argued a number of moral points. Most of them probably didn't resonate with the Athenians very much. The Corcyraean position was pretty ambiguous. They had turned down their colonists. They had rationalizations for that. They have pursued a traditional policy of neutrality. But in the end, the Corcyraeans hit two points. And those two points resonated with the Athenians in that first speech. To quote from the Penguin translation of that speech, one of the points they drove home, and this is the Corcyraean speaking to the Athenian assembly, in case of war, we should obviously be useful to you, but some of you may think that there is no immediate danger of war. Those who think along those lines are deceiving themselves. They do not see the facts that Sparta is frightened of you and wants war, that Corinth is your enemy and is also influential at Sparta. The Corcyraeans raise the issue of that Thucydides believes this minor conflict, regional conflict even, really is a bigger issue. It's the first stages of a general war between Athens and Sparta, and the Corcyraeans are saying, you should have us on your side because we have those 110 ships. They end their arguments, a series of arguments, many of them specious, but they end the arguments with a very resounding conclusion, which must have remained in the minds of many Athenians. And this is what they say. The whole thing can be put very shortly, and these few words will give you the gist of the whole argument, why you should not abandon us, that is the Corcyraeans. There are three considerable naval powers in Hellas, that is Greece, Athens, Corcyra, and Corinth. If Corinth gets control of us first, and you allow our navy to be united with hers, you will have to fight against the combined fleets of Corcyra and the Peloponnese. But if you receive us into your alliance, you will enter upon the war with our ships as well as your own.